Good morning. I'm Eric Gao, and welcome to this episode of Looking South exclusively on ICRT. Today, we're speaking with Apisa Tona Tran, a student from Thailand who's studying here in Taiwan. Tona, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Tona, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about your history, where you come from, what you're studying, things like that?
Okay. So, at first, my name is Apisa Tran, but you can call me Tona, which is my nickname. I come from Thailand, and I study at Chulalongkorn University, majoring in Chinese language. But now I'm exchanging at NTNU, which is called Shida in Mandarin, majoring in Taiwan culture, languages, and literature.
What did you know about Taiwan before entering this exchange program? How did you find out about the opportunity, and why did you decide to join it?
Okay. This is not my first time in Taiwan. I visit Taiwan a lot of time, and so I know that Taiwan has beautiful tourist attractions. For example, Tai Lu Ge, Kun Ting, Hua Lian, something like that. And Taiwan has a lot of delicious of food. Yeah, and Taiwan also have their own accent. Also, Mandarin accent. But the thing that I really don't know about Taiwan is its own culture, its own history, and some kind of geography. So that's the reason that I want to come and join the exchange program here this year.
How did you hear about the program to begin with?
Because my home university have some cooperation with a university around the world, including NTNU. So we just pay some tuition fee in my home university, and I can exchange to the other university around the world, and I choose NTNU because I want to know more about Taiwan. Yeah, and I choose the department. Yeah, that I can learn more about Taiwan.
How would you describe your experiences here in Taiwan so far? What have you learned? What surprises have you encountered?
Okay. I think it's unexpected experience because, I have overcome my limitation and my fearness. I become a person that I never thought that I can be. You know, I'm, a more independent person. And I have to overcome my fears. I try a lot of things. For example, today I just went to the mosque to do alamat for a Muslim people that I never tried that. And I don't think that I want to try that. And you know, I do a lot of things. I have a lot of opportunities to do here. For example, I joined the club in NTNU that I have to visit the Aborigine village in January, and so I have to prepare a lot of work with Taiwanese friends, and I also help some teacher do a research. Yeah, that's a great experience that I never thought that I have to do. Yeah. I never thought that I would that thing.
So you're saying that these kind of experiences and opportunities were not available in your hometown? These were things that you could only do after coming to Taiwan?
Yeah, because, you know, in my home country, it's just an introvert person, and I not do a lot of activities. I'm kind of shy person.
Mm.
But in Taiwan, I realized that you cannot be that person. You cannot be so introvert, you cannot be shy or depression. You have to step out from your comfort zone and do some activity and find that what thing you like and what you want in your life, what can fulfill your dream or something like that. So I decided to join a lot of activities so I can know that who I am, just that. I want to know that who I am.
So what kind of knowledge or learning are you looking forward to taking back to Thailand, and how is it going to help people back home?
Okay, you know, like a lot of people ask me about Taiwan, it's kind of political questions and mm-hmm. history questions, and I cannot answer them. So I'm looking forward to know more about Taiwan politics, history, culture or society. And so when I go back home, I will like just explain it to them and make them like have like a correct understanding about Taiwan.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say to other people who might be thinking of coming to Taiwan under a similar program?
Okay, I want to say that, like, please don't be hesitant. Just, like, step out from your house, jump out from your comfort zone. Then you will, like, you can experience a new world and you can become, like, a new version of yourself. Yeah.
We've been talking with Pisit Tona Tan about his experiences studying here in Taiwan. Tona, thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And that's it for Looking South this week. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.